Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I try so hard to be the best that I could be. It's like every time I take one step, something's right in front of me. Lord, where would I be without your grace and mercy? Oh, now I have one question. Lord, why? Well, I'll never know. My life was headed out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece.
Ayo. Beach house vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a god that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
something I've never seen. Oh, I'm getting ready to see.
Hello, everybody. This is Prophetess Stacy, and of course, this is Politifier. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I'm back on my regular Monday. Thank you, everybody, that took the time on Saturday to celebrate with me for the 5 years. To God be the glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, now I ask that you look upon everybody under the sound of my voice, God, whether they're listening live or listening to the replay, Lord God, listening through Periscope, listening through iTunes, Lord God, listening through Twitter or Facebook, God, however, God, you have brought them to this place, Lord God, to listen to this word, Lord God. I thank you for them on tonight, and I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. I ask that you strengthen me, Lord God, that I may be able to bring forth this message the way, Lord God, that you gave it to me, that your name make it all the glory and honor and the praise that you deserve. In the name of Jesus, amen. Jump right into the word tonight. The foundational text comes from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 from the Amplified Bible. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he noticed two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me as my disciples, accepting me as your master and teacher, and walk in the same path of life that I walk, and I will make you fishers of men." Again, that was Matthew 4, verse 18 and 19 from the Amplified Bible. God keeps showing me a vision. God keeps showing me a vision of a fish with a hook in his mouth. The fish is dangling, but there's little room to maneuver like it wants to, and it certainly can't get away from the fisherman. God says in this, it's a perfect picture of salvation. Once you truly get saved and you stop dangling, struggling with self-will versus his will, you can't go to the places you used to go to, do the things you used to do. You can't say the things you used to say. Because of this hook in your mouth, you can't do the same things you used to do, go to the same places you used to go to, say the same things you used to say because of this hook in your mouth. In the natural, if you are a little fish, the fisherman just might throw you back into the water. But if you are a big fish, you might as well prepare to die because there's no way the fisherman is going to let you go back to where you came from. You see, beloved, here's what's crazy. God sees us all as big fish. None of us are little in God's eyesight. Therefore, we, like the Apostle Paul said, we must die daily. 1 Corinthians 15 and 31, King James Version. We must die daily. We must die to self-will in favor of his will. We must die to self-will in favor of his will. If Jesus could do it in the Garden of Gethsemane, then so can we. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Somebody say that with me tonight and mean it with your heart. Mean it from your heart. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Beloved, you might as well give in and say it, because there's no way God's going to throw you back into the water that you came out of. He's too good a God. He's not going to throw you back into the water that you came out of. You might go back, but God didn't send you back. The same way God would not be responsible for sending you or anyone else to hell. You send yourself to hell by not believing and receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. God is not just going to let you off the hook that easy. Not when he sees greater potential in you than you see in yourself. God is not just going to let you off the hook that easy. Not when he sees greater potential in you than you see in yourself. So as with anyone seeking to better themselves, there are some things that you must give up. There are some things that you have to give up. Give it up. Die to it daily. Humble yourself like a fish about to be cut. script and changed into something better because of this hook in your mouth. This hook in my mouth, the title of tonight's message. This hook in my mouth. This hook in my mouth won't give me the room to go and do the things that I used to do. You see, I got a hook in my mouth, and this hook in my mouth won't give me the room to go and do the things that I used to do. Though flesh tries to come alive sometimes, and I dangle. Yes, I do. I dangle sometimes because I'm human. The flesh tries to come alive. This hook in my mouth won't give room or opportunity to the devil. And I'm glad about it. Ephesians 4:27 from the Amplified. This hook in my mouth won't give room or opportunity to the devil. This hook in my mouth would rather I be consumed by God than used and tossed back by the world. You see, right now, the world you think is loving you. You see, right now, the world that you think is loving you is just setting you up to be an enemy against God. James 4:4 from the New Living Translation. You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. James 4:4-6 from the Message Bible says, you're cheating on God if all you want is your own way, flirting with the world every chance you get. You end up enemies of God and his way. And do you suppose God doesn't care? The Proverbs has it that he's a fiercely jealous lover, and what he gives in love is far better than anything else you'll find. What he gives in love, hear me, beloved, what he gives in love is far better than anything else you will find. But you're still dangling, resisting his will, his way. Some good, godly, appointed fisher of men have tried their best to hook you up with God, but you still want to have it your way. Like his Burger King, you still want to have it your way, flirting with the world every chance you get. Beloved, you can't serve two masters. Beloved, you can't serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other. That's what the Bible says. But you cannot be faithful to both. And every day that you don't take some kind of action, and every day that you don't take some kind of action to choose God, you are making your preference known. By not choosing, you are choosing. You are making your preference known. Luke 16:13. Even in tonight's foundational text, we see that two brothers, Peter and Andrew, both had to make a decision to stop doing what they were doing and follow Jesus. They had to make a decision to stop doing what they were doing and follow Jesus. And so do we. We have to make that decision to stop doing what we were doing and follow Jesus. Jesus told Peter and Andrew to follow him, and he would make them fishers of men because they were already fishermen. That was their occupation. But now it was time for them to become fishers of men. God has so much more he wants to make you. God has so much more that he wants to make you, so much further he wants to take you. But you keep dangling, trying your best to avoid getting hooked, afraid of how it would look to your so-called friends if they knew salvation was really an option for you. But God, he keeps wrestling with you, just like he did with Jacob in Genesis 32. He's not wrestling with you to get you to give up your freedom. He's not wrestling with you to get you to give up your freedom. Absolutely not. Somebody God is wrestling with you because as a father, somebody God is wrestling with you because as a father, he wants to save you from you. He wants to save you from you and what too much of their so-called freedom will do to you. Remember this, too much of a good thing is never a good thing. Too much of a good thing is never a good thing. And too little of a bad thing is never a bad thing. God is trying to save you. Tonight, don't worry about nobody else, because right now, tonight, or whenever you listen to this message, God is trying to save you, not your friends, not your family. Stop trying to push it off on them, but tonight, this is about you. God is trying to save you. But tonight, those of you unsaved, or perhaps you are saved, listening in live or to the replay, but backsliding from what you know. God wants to save you. Salvation is an individual's choice. Salvation is an individual's choice. God knows what the odds look like for you. You see, God knows what the odds look like for you. Somebody, you would die if you go back to where you came from. Somebody, you would die if you go back to where you came from. That lifestyle or environment can no longer sustain you. That lifestyle, that environment can no longer sustain you. So God's not letting you go. That's the good part. God's not letting you go. Thank God for his grace and mercy on you. Thank God for his grace and his mercy on you. So can you explain this to me? If God didn't care about the things you do, and you really could do anything you want to and still claim to be his child, still claim to be saved, then why is it God is constantly wrestling with some of you? Why is it then that God is constantly wrestling with some of you, giving you chance after chance to get your life right? If you really could live any kind of way and be saved, why he keep on giving you chance after chance to get your life right? Job 33:29-30 from the Contemporary English Version says, God gives each of us chance after chance to be saved from death and brought into the light that gives life. The facts, about 1/3, 33% of fish caught on a bait will die after being released. With these kind of statistics happening in the natural, there's no way God, from a spiritual sense, is going to let you go back where you came from. Back where you came from in environment. Back where you came from in attitude and actions. As I said earlier, you might go back, but God didn't send you back. You went back on your own. If you go back now, you're going back on your own. God didn't send you back. The facts, over 60% of deep hook fish die. This hook in my mouth causing me to die, to lose the taste I once had for that thing and this thing, causing me to die and lose the feelings I once had for that one that I thought was going to be the one. This hook in my mouth is my saving grace. This hook in my mouth, I tell you, whoever's listening under the sound of my voice, I tell you, this hook in my mouth is my saving grace. If it wasn't for this hook in my mouth, who knows where I'd be and what mistakes I would have to suffer. But God, this hook in my mouth is in deep. This hook in my mouth is in deep, and that's what God wants. He wants us to be like this, like the over 60% of deep hook fish that die. He wants us to be like the over 60% of deep hook fish that die. But for us, it's not a physical death, but a death of our will in exchange for God showing us a better way to live. It's an exchange of our will for his will in exchange for God showing us a better way to live. In tonight's foundational text, Jesus told Peter and Andrew, follow me as my disciples, accepting me as your master and teacher, and walking the same path of life that I walk. In Isaiah 48:17 from the NIV, God says, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. The Amplified Classic says, of this same scripture, it says, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you the prophet, who leads you in the way that you should go. In two versions of the same scripture, God tells us, he will teach us. There's good news for those of you who have not been taught properly. He says he will direct us. There's good news for you who have no idea. Who have no idea which way to go, or perhaps you're bad with directions in general. He will profit us. There's good news for those needing money, those who own a business, those desiring more financially. Who would serve a God like that? Somebody, you better open your mouth and say, ah, stop dangling and get this hook in your mouth. Get saved. Somebody else, get saved for real. Yes, there will be some sacrifices. Yes, there will be some sacrifices. But the trade-off is well worth it. Hear me tonight, but the trade-off is well worth it. But Prophet Stacy, somebody said, I'm a good person. Why should I make the sacrifice, the decision to get saved? you might be a good person, but the laws of man say that if you commit a serious crime, you're going to do the time. The laws of man says that if you commit a serious crime, you're going to do the time. You don't get to go back home to the comfort of your own bed. You can't do what you want to do. God's law is no different. You might be a good person, but if you don't get saved and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're not going to heaven, but to the everlasting misery of hell. You're not going to heaven, but to the everlasting misery of hell. You can't just do whatever you want to do. Somebody else is saying, but prophet says, I'm grown. I'm out of my parents' house and everything. Why should I make the sacrifice, the decision to get saved? You see, to God, we are big fish. That means we are a big deal that matters to him. We are a big deal that matters to him. We're big fish. But at the same time, to him, we are little children. Little children, especially when it comes to knowing what's best for us, because we don't know. Just like little children, we do not know what's best for us. The Bible says there are times when we don't even know what we ought to pray. That's how lost we would be without God's assistance via the Holy Spirit. You can check that scripture out in Romans 8:26. It talks about how the Holy Spirit intervenes and prays on our behalf when we don't know what to pray. Without God, we'd really be the little children he thinks we are. Notice in Isaiah 66:13 from the NIV, the Bible says, and this is God himself speaking, as a mother comforts her child, so would I comfort you. You see, God doesn't see us as grown up, but as children. If not, the scripture would say something more grown up. If he really saw us as grown up, the scripture wouldn't say as a mother comforts her child. The scripture would say something like, as a husband comforts his wife, so will I comfort you. But God didn't say that. He says, as a mother comforts her child, so he sees us as children. So as children, what were we taught to do? So as children, what were we taught to do? Obey. Obey your elders. If you had good parents, that's one of the first things they taught you when you got on earth. Obey your elders. Obey those that are older than you. And the Bible says, obey those that have rule over you. Obey your elders. Obey God in this. Obey Jesus in this. Obey the Holy Spirit in this. They are the Trinity. Obey them in this. Get saved and live now and later in heaven. Father God, touch that one dangling, struggling to come in. They can't do anything and everything they want because of this hook in their mouth. You have called them to yourself, but like Jonah, they are running from their assignment, being rebellious, not knowing that rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23. Therefore, tonight, God, I bind up the spirit of witchcraft. Their resisting spirit in them will be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Take out their stony heart and give them a heart of flesh so that they can fear you and run towards a connection with you and not run away from it. Even though, like Jonah, they're grown and they don't have to do it, but it would be in their best interest to get saved for real and stop backsliding back into the world. The world is not their friend. The world is not my friend because of this hook in my mouth. Jonah was hooked up to you. And you didn't send him back out there into the world. Jonah was hooked up to you, and you didn't send him back out there into the world. He sent himself by boarding a ship going in the opposite direction. Somebody tonight, Father, they haven't made the connection between the same things they keep going through and this hook in their mouth. They have not made the connection between the same things. Seem like they keep going through the same struggle, going over the same struggle over and over again, but they have not made the connection between the same things they keep going through and this hook in their mouth. So they keep dangling, struggling. Father God, if it's true, they can do anything they want to do and still be saved, and you don't care one way or the other. Why did you send a storm after Jonah? Tell me, why did you send a storm after Jonah? Finally hooking him in the belly of a fish for a few days. And why give many of those listening in more than a few days, but months and months, years even, to get themselves together. There's somebody on the sound of my voice. God is giving you ears to get yourself together. So you can't tell me he don't care and you can just live any kind of way. He cares and he wants you to live a specific way, a better way than what you're living now. He's been so patient with you. You've been so patient with them, not wanting any of them to perish, but to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. But your people have been deceived, believing that they can do whatever and still be saved, when saved is a mark of holiness and not the beast. You can't do anything you want to do because saved is a mark of holiness, and it is not the mark of the beast. Therefore, touch them again, Father, until the dangling stops. Touch them again, Father, until the dangling stops and the struggle ends. And they open their mouths, open up and repent, and receive this hook in their mouth. Touch that one that also believes that Jesus is Lord and that you raised him from the dead. Resurrect their lives and save them, even from what looks unsaved to them and in them. Save them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This concludes the message. I pray that somebody was blessed on tonight. Once again, thank you for taking the time to join and be here with me on tonight. It means a lot. Whether you're listening live or to the replay listening, however you're listening, I give God the honor and the praise and the glory for you. Okay, there seems to be no prayer requests live tonight, but if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you need prayer, a private Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com for prayer, Bible-based consultation. The consultation is free. Find me on Twitter at prolificfire, on Periscope at prolificfire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, and also you can find me on my personal Facebook page at Prophetess Stacy. Join my sister in Ministry Prophetess Pay for prayer and encouragement every Friday night. Join her for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay. It airs right here on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you on Periscope, you can find her at Natasha C. Pay 24. She will be there every Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Again, it's 347-426-3782. A flyer will be up on my page for her if you missed the information. Also, that particular night, the phone lines will be open to those of you that need specific prayer, and we will be glad to pray with you. Then join both of us back here on Prolific Fire Monday night, same place, same time, when Prophetess Pay will be bringing the message, the storm is over. It is indeed over. Somebody under the sound of my voice, the storm is over. Join us then for the woman of God. She will tell you more about the storm. It is over. In the name of Jesus. Everybody have a good night. God bless each of you.